Conversation this morning with Greg Eichelkraut from the Merrill Parks and Recreation Department. We are here to talk about the Black Squirrel Scurry Paddling Triathlon once again this year. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Well, Greg, here we are, Black Squirrel Scurry time once again, but we're going to give folks plenty of time to get in shape and get ready for this triathlon because this event is coming up on Saturday, July 25th. Start of the race is 8:30 that morning. Greg, let's get a little background. First of all, the Black Squirrel Scurry has been around now for a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, we started in 2018. Originally, it was an idea by a friend of mine, Michelle. He used to run a bike shop, and we want to do something for helping veterans out. And we also end up donating money to the Friends of the Prairie River Bike Trail. But, yeah, we started in 2018, and Michelle has since moved to Colorado. And then during COVID, we kept it alive. We made it a virtual race, and theoretically, we let anybody who did a paddle somewhere and a bike ride and a run, and send your time in, we'll send you something. So we kept it alive during COVID, and we were happy with that because this kind of activity not only is it good for the participants, but it's also good for the beneficiaries.
Yeah, absolutely. Friends of Riverbend Trail, the VFW Post 1638. And over the years here, Greg, it says, my notes say that you've raised over $18,000 for those beneficiaries over the last 7 years.
Yeah, we're really happy with that because it helps a variety of people in a variety of ways, whether it's getting people outside to be active and enjoy the outdoors, or for people, especially our veterans who served, that if they need a little extra help, the VFW Post offers a variety of services in a multi-county regional. And we're really happy that, we can serve this community also with our efforts.
You know, a lot of people are familiar with what a triathlon is. A little bit of a difference here with this one because we don't have any areas where you can swim for long distances. But, boy, do we have some paddling water around here. And so instead of swimming, folks are going to be paddling for one-third of this race. So it's going to be some running, some bicycling, and some paddling. And, again, Saturday, July 25th is the date, starting at 8:30. So let's break this down a little bit here. Greg, tell us about the race itself.
All right. So, yeah, philosophically, if you get tired of running, you walk, you get tired of biking, you coast, but you get tired of swimming, you tend to sink. So there's a lot of races out there that we that have canoe or kayak type paddling legs in here. And so in ours, we go down the Prairie River for about 2 miles. We start at, forgot the name of the park. Anyhow, we go down the Prairie River Trail, Prairie River, and pull out by the middle school.
It's right there at you put in at the park there, right?
Oh yeah, Prairie Trails.
Yeah, Prairie Trails Park. Yeah, there we go.
Get my own notes organized.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you had at the station must be catching. It must be a virus that's catching to me here, trying to get organized.
Yeah, exactly.
We start at Prairie Trails Park, and the first person puts in at 8:30, and every 30 seconds we start a kayaker. Because the river's so small, we don't want, 10, 20, 30, 40 people starting at once. It's kind of fun to see, a line of boats going down the river. But anyhow, they go 2 miles down a river that's on the average a foot and a half deep. A lot of times we have to worry about people having to get out and, pull their craft along a little bit if they don't read the river right. Okay, so they pull out of Stangs Park by the middle school, and they get on their bike, and it's a road bike situation. And everybody's got a road bike or find something they can pedal on the road. And we go for about 17 and a half miles. The course goes through Council Ground State Park, of course, past the mark, north of town, along the river, and then it cuts over to Highway JJ, which used to be K, which used to be probably something else. I don't know, a lot of old names there. And bring it back to the mark, and that's where they set their bikes down, and then convert over to a 5K trail run. And the trails are crushed gravel. They are grass. So there's a little bit of asphalt for about 150 yards. We try to keep off of that as much as we can. And this trail goes around parts of the Mark and then into Council Ground State Park. A lot of nice views of the river, a lot of shade, and especially at that point in time in the day, in the end of July, shade is a very welcome thing. And so, yeah, we finished at the Mark. So it's a very doable triathlon for somebody who's a beginner, because everybody can find a kayak, everybody can find a bike, and if you have to walk the 5K, you walk it. It's just good to get out, and we've had a lot of people give us a lot of positive feedback about the nature of this triathlon.
Yeah, I bet. Again, it comes right through my neighborhood, and I've always gone down to the end of the driveway, and I see the bikes coming around the corner onto Sweet and out onto North Star, and so, yeah, I really think this is a really cool thing here, Greg. Let me ask you this, first of all, on the paddling portion, what are people allowed to use? I would assume canoes and kayaks. What about inner tubes or floaties or anything like that?
No, it's kayaks and canoes.
Okay.
I know somebody asked once about a paddle board, and I said, well, we've got some low-hanging branches and stuff. Might be kind of dangerous.
Yeah, that's not. I paddled that stretch of river, too, and, yeah, you're not going to get too far on a paddle board, that's for sure. So it doesn't matter. So one or two people per craft.
Okay, we have a variety of race division. Now, the typical solo division, meaning a person does all these things by themselves, one person per craft. And then we have two divisions in which a person or two people can be in the boat. One is the relay. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant the tandem. The tandem, two people can be in the same boat.
Okay.
And then once they get out of the boat, they still have a choice. They can each bike their own bike, but both of them have to bike, or they can get on a tandem bike. We had a group from Rhinelander a couple of years ago introduce that, and we've had people doing that. And then, of course, then once they're done biking, then each individual has to cover the running or walking part of the course. Going back to the relay situation, that's still one person in the craft. And with the relay situation, you can have two or three people total. You can alternate the legs. If you got three people, of course, one person per leg, that kind of thing, traditional relay. But we've had some people who somebody, you know, did the paddling, which really isn't, that's probably the least strenuous of the two or three legs, and then do the biking, and then somebody else did the running, or whatever combination they come up with. So it offers a lot of opportunities for people to get out there with a friend of theirs and, partake and, again, get outdoors.
And participate. I'm starting to get catch on to this, Greg. It's all about participation one way or the other. You're kind of relaxing the rules, so to speak, a little bit, just to make sure you get as much participation as possible. Is that kind of going into that line of thinking?
Exactly, yeah. When we talk to other race directors or people who participate in triathlons, I try to tell them or communicate that it's for beginners or intermediate. I mean, with the volunteers and the way the course is set up, I mean, it's professionally done, and I'm very proud of the volunteers that have helped out and their knowledge, and, of course, they've been doing this over the course of the years. But We try to get an attitude or an environment, and if this is your first triathlon, we're going to help support you. We're going to help you get through. And I've never used this line, but if somebody was really upset about something that, you know, really doesn't affect the scope of the race, you know, if you're taking it that seriously, maybe you want to find another race next year. But we try to make it fun, and we try to be fair to the participants in case weird situations come up. And last year we had a weird situation. There was one of our veteran competitors. She's been there for all but one or two of the triathlons in the past. Her bike ended up breaking down on the course, and Mike from Coasters, our bike mechanic, it was too much for him to fix out on a, you know, middle of a road someplace. And, you know, she got a ride back in, and right away, without, I was going to try to catch her because I knew about the situation. She took off running for the running leg. And, you know, at first I thought, well, you know, I'll give her a participant's, you know, medal because, you know, she, she came here to compete and push herself and everything. Well, as it was, she was the third person in her division. And, you know, technically, you know, we didn't have to give her a medal, but we gave her third place because it didn't affect anybody else in any way. So that's kind of our attitude. You know, show
Got
up.
It.
Do the best you can. We'll help you out.
You know what? Easy going is the way to handle this thing, and I'll bet that's very much appreciated. Because let's face it, I mean, when I sit and look at this from my own personal eyesight, I could handle the paddling. I could handle the pedaling, but it's the running part that you're going to leave me way far behind. And so it's really neat that you're figuring out a way for people to participate if they want to. You're going to find a way to make it happen.
That's right. You know, as you mentioned, the biggest thing is the running. If, you know, there have been a lot of people that said, man, if I could just find a runner. Well, you know, show up, walk. You know, you covered the ground. Your body still got outside and you pushed yourself. That's what this is all about.
And you can say you completed a triathlon, which is something that a lot of people can't say.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're out there for a good... Well, the slower participants, you know, 2.5 hours. But again, you know, you pick your level of challenge and you go out there. And then, yeah, when you're done, you can say, look, I completed this. This, you know, it covers about 23 miles, which is darn close to a full marathon. Obviously, you know, you're participating in a different way, but you still covered a lot of ground. It was all up to you.
Yeah, I think this is awesome, Greg. Greg Alco-Kraut from Merrill Parks and Recreation. We're talking Black Squirrel Scurry coming up on Saturday, July 25th. Race time is at 8:30 as the start time. How about e-bikes? Are you letting electronic bikes participate?
Yeah, we've had this division for a while. We haven't had any people sign up for it yet, and I haven't checked that closely this year's registration. But again, if somebody recovering from an injury or maybe they're, you know, biking that far is a very much of a challenge for them. Again, another way to get outside, and we only have one restriction. I'm not very familiar with e-bikes, but apparently there's something about a throttle on these bikes, and so we say, yeah, no throttle. You got to be pedaling. And, again, this gives people an opportunity to participate.
Now, for people that aren't participating, they want to watch. They maybe have friends and family participating. Where are some of the best places people can watch the Black Squirrel Scurry happen?
Okay, well, certainly the start is pretty neat with all those kayaks out there, all the color. And so that's at Prairie Trails Park at the beginning from 8:30 until, we're usually done by 10 to 9, 9 o'clock at the absolute latest. And... That's a great place to start start watching. And then going over to the mark, you'll see bikers going past who have just completed their kayaking, and then you'll see the bikers come in at the end of their bike route, and that is a fair chunk of time right there, probably an hour and a half to 2 hours of bikers going past and coming in and everything. And then you can also catch a fair amount of the running from some of the same vantage points. So, getting over to the mark, when in doubt, get to the mark and start looking for bike racks and people and things like that, and you'll be able to catch a lot. And then the finish is only about 100 yards from where people dump their bikes off to start running, so you can catch a fair amount of people there.
And Stangs Park will be one place where people will be getting out of the water onto the bikes, right?
Yeah, that's always kind of fun to see, you know, how they survive the water and the paddle and everything. And it, we have, you know, the Boy Scout troop in town. They help the participants get out of the water because it is a sudden rise of about a 2 or 3 foot bank. But again, seeing the people come in and transitioning to the bikes, and that's a great place to cheer people on because it's. There's a lot happening, and, you know, if you're a beginner, that extra support can mean a lot.
Everything wraps up with the awards ceremony at Cenotaph Park following the race. There will be raffles available on site, local music, too. So let's get to how people can participate. I would assume you're going to start to need to know who's participating in this thing pretty quick here, right, Greg?
Yeah, we've had sign up open up since March, and people are starting to get signed up. Seriously now. I mean, I've seen an increase. Also, we have a rate hike coming up July 1st, so a lot of people want to beat that. And a lot of athletes kind of like to wait till the last minute to see how they're feeling, you know, if they really want to do whatever race it is they're signing up for. But once we get done with the race, we travel a mile, 2 miles into town of Cenotaph Park, right across from Ballyhoo's. The participants get a certificate, get a percentage off on their meals, and get a chance to cool down in the nice shade there. And usually about 1 o'clock, we start the raffles and awards and things like that, because we want to make sure our help gets off the course. And, you know, everything's been taken care of there. And, of course, athletes, they've got to get their boats and their bikes. And so we'll have some live music there for people to hang out with. And as far as participating in the raffles or grabbing a bite to eat, of course, anybody's welcome to come. And, you know, the more the merrier.
And, Greg, as far as our last couple of minutes together here this morning, I'll bet you got to say thank you to a whole bunch of people that make this thing happen every year.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Between the volunteers and the sponsors, without them, this just would not happen. Our sponsors, City of Merrill Park and Rec, this is an activity through them. Merrill Area Chamber of Commerce supports us with our advertising media. Mitchell Metal Products, they were the original sponsors. And the Merrill Community Foundation helps us with a grant to unfurl some of those expenses, along with Riverside Athletic Club, Merrill Physical Therapy, Shawmagon Adventures, who loan us the bike racks, Bremen Ford, Brickner's Park City Auto, Silverman Chiropractic, and of course, Bailey, who's been our sponsor since the beginning of this. And then, of course, with the volunteers, we're talking about the Merrill Area Radio Group, who are out on the course, the bike course, monitoring everything. Scout Troop 503, yanking people out of the water, and they are the rock stars. People really appreciate them because they also help put the kayaks and boats on the cars when they come pick them up. The VFW Post 1638 and the auxiliary are out there with water. Friends of the Riverbend Trail are monitoring the course. Coaster Cycle Works right there in town. He's our mechanic. Merrill Physical Therapy and Silverman Chiropractic provide our medical coverage, along with the City of Merrill Street Department, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department, and City of Merrill Police Department helping monitor the course at intersections and making sure things are cleaned up and safe for everybody.
I think this is just an extremely cool event, Greg. The way you guys make it work for people that want to participate, it's all about getting outside and enjoying the beautiful Merrill area, first of all, out in nature. And just getting going, breathing some clean air, getting out on the water, getting out on the roads, and having a good time. It's all about fitness, and it's just, I'm hoping it's growing every year, Greg.
It's been about a steady 45 to 60 people, which is a nice number to handle, but, you know, the more people that sign on, the more we're able to donate to our beneficiaries. So, you know, we do cross-promote with other triathlons, area ones, and a couple, Iowa and Minnesota. So we try, but it's the people who come here, they've always finished with a smile on their face, and they say they're going to come back, but I know how that works sometimes. But we do have a core of very loyal participants who are here year after year.
Is there a website somebody can look at?
Yes, blacksquirrelscurry.com is our website. We're also on Facebook, Black Squirrel Scurry, and a lot of information there. And also runsignup.com, which is a very common race website for signing up for races. So those three places, a lot of information.
Greg, thanks for the time this morning. Thanks for being involved with us, and thanks for bringing it to all of our listeners here on the Big Q today. And I hope it's going to be a fantastic triathlon once again this year.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff, and thanks for the opportunity to talk about it.